Hello, I'm Gavin Horgan, headmaster of Millfield School in Somerset, the largest co-educational boarding school in the UK. Welcome to the Millfield Way podcast. Here, you'll hear from teachers, coaches, and students from Millfield and Millfield Prep School. Millfield is traditionally different, and this is the Millfield Way.
Hello and welcome to a Millfield Way podcast. My name is James Possel and today I'm in conversation with our Director of Music, Kirsty Barry. Good morning, Kirsty.
Good morning. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm really well. It's a lovely sunny day here at Millfield again. I think I said that last time I did a podcast and people may doubt that every day at Millfield is another sunny one, but the sun is streaming in. I can see behind you in your office, the sun is streaming in through the windows there. And hopefully as we end after a warm, hot summer into a nice autumn time, it'll be lovely weather for our students and all that they're doing. Kirsty, it's great for you to join me this morning. And I guess what we'd really like to do is hear a little bit about your background and your experience, because although you've been at Millfield for 6 years now, you've recently taken on the role as Director of Music. I hope the first few weeks are going well. Are you enjoying it?
They are fantastic, thank you. It's very buzzy and very busy around here, and there's lots of things going on, keeping things going on from previous years, and getting some new opportunities for our students going, and getting to know the new students that have come this September. So it's been a great start at a great pace.
Wonderful, yeah. And we've got, every year we have a large intake of new students who join us, which is always wonderful. It's like a reset, isn't it? And they get to make new friends, and it reinvigorates our existing students as well. Would you like to tell us a little about your background and where you, what's led you to this point of your career? Have you always been involved in music? Did you always see yourself becoming a director of music in school? Or has this been something which you could never have envisaged as your younger self?
That's a brilliant question. And absolutely, my identity is music. I am, life without music, it would not be me. And I grew up in a family of musicians. My parents are both musicians. So I can't remember the first concert I ever went to because I was taken to concerts as a baby without a memory. And my mother is a teacher and my father is a professional violinist. So all my life, music has been in my blood, in my extended family. And so it was a very natural path, although I used to do a lot of dance. So dance is my second love. And I, at the age of 16, 17, I had to make that very difficult decision of where to go. And I guess my encouragement from my parents was to pursue the music. It had more longevity. And, you know, it, at the end of the day, music was what I was best at. And so I took myself off. I did the big difficult decision of whether to go to university or music college. And I got places at both. And that was a really exciting time, a huge opportunity. And I got an unconditional offer from Oxford University. So I didn't feel I could turn that down. And I had a wonderful time playing the piano primarily, but singing became a huge thing for me in my student years at different colleges. And then at the end of those 3 years, I dipped into the possibility of management consultancy. You know, my goodness, the milk round came along and it absolutely wasn't for me. So I ended up doing teacher training in music. It was, to be honest, it was a very obvious step. So I felt it was a bit safe. But it was very much my identity. And I have done 27 years of teaching since then. Over 20 years of those have been in state schools. And then sort of the last seven have been in independent schools. Ultimately, I think what brought me to where I am today was a desire to work in a place where music is absolutely nonstop and rich and fully invested in. And there's just so much going on. And I've been hungry for that. And I have always found some schools can deliver that and some can't. And I think Millfield is just brilliant at putting music at the heart of what it does. And it's just a world of opportunity in music making. And that makes me buzz. You know, I feel that I can really apply my strengths and my love for music, which goes across so many different styles. I'm not someone that that has a particular favorite, and I think that's really quite useful as a teacher. So yeah, my background is family and a long career.
Yeah. So what did you, you say you were a singer. Is it primarily the voice? Is that your main sort of instrument as such, or were other instruments you played at university?
Yeah, I'm a first study pianist. So I did a finals recital on the piano as a soloist. And my big achievements, those things that sort of stand out in my memory as my greatest things, are as a pianist. I had a wonderful teacher from the Royal Academy of Music. But singing was, I suppose, what got me first into music. I used to be in the Scottish National Orchestra Junior Choir, and my brother was in it when he was 7 or 8, and I had to follow in his footsteps. And I remember certain pieces of music. So Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols, we did it for, we sang from memory as children. That was expected. And actually that's stayed with me for ever since, that singing from memory means you watch the conductor and you listen better. So I just had a love of, I suppose, cathedral choral music and close harmony music at university. And when I got to the Oxford colleges, you know, the tradition for choral singing in the chapel choirs is huge. And I sang in the Oxford Chamber Choir as well. And I depped for Schola Cantorum, which is the most prestigious choir at Oxford. And, you know, it was just wonderful. I'm a good sight reader, so people would call on me to pick up music and do it straight away. I'm quite good at that.
Brilliant. Yeah, no, absolutely. I've seen we had a wonderful opening service at Wells Cathedral, which we did at the start of this term, and amazing how quickly, considering we had only what, 2-3 days before the term had started, and you pulled it together wonderfully. I wonder you looked so at home when you were conducting them. You know, you must be feeling it's your area of expertise, Kirsty. Just out of interest then, how have you found this transition? Firstly, I guess also from a state school to an independent school and where you've been working, and then secondly from sort of the frontline teaching where you've been head of academic music here at Millfield into now a much bigger role as director of all music. So how have those transitions been for you?
Yeah, interesting, because musicians are the same wherever they are. So my ambitious approach in the schools that I've come from is exactly the same as it is here, but the opportunity to deliver those ambitions is much more possible. So in terms of transition, I don't really feel a great shift, other than I'm just much busier. There's much more opportunity to let things happen. And in terms of the transition you were asking about in the classroom, I'm very keen on joining up what's going on in the classroom with outside the classroom, because I believe the two are absolutely connected. They're not separate. And that's something that I'm working on quite a lot at the moment. So the transition, I guess, for me has been that it's unlocked. It's made things happen here, the things that I've always wanted to do.
Brilliant. And obviously, the elephant in the room about Millfield, or it's not so much the elephant, but it's something people often say to me in my role in admissions, is, of course, Millfield sport is great, isn't it? You're known for your sport. And then they look and say, oh, yes, music at Millfield. Did you have a music department? And I spent 10 years saying to people, we've got a fantastic music department and our music is brilliant. And it's not for lack of our trying to get that message across. And actually, when you look at it, the reality is our music is actually, I think, not just UK leading, but even possibly world leading in terms of the breadth of what we do and those participants. Can you give us some figures about how many people, how many of our students are involved in music at Millfield?
Yeah, so all our students in Year 9 receive a music education, and then over 400 lessons are delivered a week with 35 visiting teachers. 300 students probably are roughly learning in those figures, but several students have 2 or 3 instrumental lessons on different instruments or singing in particular. But I think to go really to the heart of that question that you said there, the investment in our music departments, in our new music school, which, well, I say new, but it's been here since 2006. It is one of the best music schools you'll find in any school in a country in the world. We have an incredible professional concert hall. It's a beautiful space with wonderful instruments. We have 23 individual practice rooms, a more informal foyer space for performance. We have 6 classrooms equipped with Mac computers and Logic software and Logic Pro. And our facilities are as good as our wonderful sports, our golf centre and our cricket centre and Astro pitches, our music department is staggering. And I think you only have to come here to see how much the school values and understands the need for a fantastic facility in music. And we have that.
I think often people are surprised because they come around and it is jaw-dropping. Two recording studios, which one of the stats which I was told, Kirsty, when I first started here, was that there's a gap between the wall between where the recording studio, where the musicians are, and actually the building is actually separate from where actually the studio is. So there's no vibrations go through. You'd be the expert to tell me that. But those two recording studios, people just go in and go, this is like you'd get in a professional sort of setup, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, the ability to make music without being without that sound bleeding through practice rooms, or especially when you're recording, is so we have a state of the art facility that can guarantee that the quality of our recordings is professional standard. And we have a BTEC production course at the moment where the students are in there using our facilities, and they can work in the two rooms either side of the control room. You can have a drummer in one room and a rock band in the other, and there's no bleed, there's no interference. So they can really make the most of their time, and the facilities and the quality is fantastic.
And you just mentioned it there because you've heard about the eclectic mix. We've talked about Wells Cathedral, choral music and the classical. We've also just mentioned their rock bands. How would you sum up the breadth of Millfield music and the genres?
So our students are free to discover the musician that they want to be, and we can absolutely make whatever they want to be as possible. So they might want to be solo classical singers. They might want to be chamber musicians. They might want to pursue an instrumental solo career. They might want to go to BIM and focus on songwriting. They might want to go to university and be academics. We had 9 students leave our upper sixth last year and go in completely disparate different directions in music. So that is really important to us, that our students are able to develop to be the kind of musician that they want to be, and they feel 100% supported in that. So our platform is, we have an expanding contemporary provision. We're looking at more new music, so we're working with living composers. We're promoting greater diversity in our students. We're looking more to support female composers. It's if we want choral scholars, we've got students going to university taking choral scholarships but studying other subjects, economics or geography. There are no limits. If our students come to us and want to do something, I've just had a student this week who wants to have his organ lessons re-established. He's come from Germany, so we will make that happen. If someone wants to learn the bagpipes or the accordion and do folk music, we will make it happen. Our barbershop choir is strong. We've got some fantastic male singers. We'll provide it. If the students bring it, come to our door and say they want to develop a new style, we will do that. We're not imposing or saying we only do this kind of music. They are at the heart of what we do, and they bleed, they put the heart into our department.
Fantastic. And in terms of successes of people who've gone on to study music and what their careers have passed, can you talk about some of the variety? Because I just look at the breadth, and I know we've had it from guitarists through to violinists. Where have people gone on to?
So from our contemporary field, we've had one student go to BIM this year to study songwriting. We've got another's gone to Berkeley in the States to focus particularly on rock music and that element. We've got several students who've gone on to university degrees in the UK, Birmingham, Exeter, Cardiff. We've got a student who's gone on a scholarship to Royal Northern to study the cello. We've had a student who's taken up a choral scholarship at Royal Holloway, but is studying economics. Another student's gone to Birmingham to study music production. So, you know, we've got students that have taken their performance but gone on to look at the industry side of things. And we've had a student go to the States on a joint honours degree, music and I think sociology, but I would need to check that one. But I mean, it's just the most incredible platform of students leaving us being really successful. And we've also, last year, we had a student go to the Royal Academy of Music on a scholarship to study the double bass. I mean, you can go back year on year and we have, there's every story is different. I think that's what's really important, is every musician's direction is unique. And that's what I really love and I really want to promote.
Yeah, and we've got quite a few Old Millfieldians who are actually now recording artists as well. There's a few on my wall outside my office just here. We have sort of an alumni as you walk up the steps of all things they do. But I often point out people like Ella Eyre, who's been a singer, and there's others, aren't there?
There are. We have classical musicians, violinist Amy Wang, who has also created a connection for young people to bring them to provide opportunities for Chinese international students to come here. So some of our OMs are actually giving back by supporting us and keeping in contact and going out and finding students that will thrive here.
Yeah, Amy's fantastic. I've worked with her. Yeah, she's brilliant. So Amy, if you're listening, hope you're well. We need to get back in touch soon, actually. Could you tell me, what are the criteria, if you're looking at someone who's listening to this and they are an enthusiastic musician, they've also got other interests. You know, they also enjoy, you know, their academic life, of course. That's the main reason to Millfield, is for the academic side. But they also enjoy, say, their sport or their art or something as well. Are you going to insist that someone comes through the door and it's music and music only? Or are you able to help them on their journey through school?
Well, you know, our students are free to discover who they want to be. So they are free to make their choices and we will support them in those. And we find that quite often students will come to the school in year nine with quite a broad portfolio of interests. So they might be very into drama as well and dance and specific sports as well as their music. And so we welcome them here and we provide a bespoke sort of routine for them. Again, everyone is different. We will sit and talk to them. We will liaise with different teachers. And, you know, that will take them through year nine and into year 10. They'll start to find the pathway that they want. And it's a very interesting time because some of them will keep that breadth and others will start to realise that at certain ages they need to start to maybe be more selective about what they want to do. And some of our musicians will start to specialise and some of them will want to specialise in their games more and their sport. But we can keep providing for them. And we sometimes find we get new students coming through our doors who, when they came in year nine, music was not particularly high up their priority list, but it becomes where they want to be. And so it's a constantly organic, evolving environment. But I think at the heart of it, we need to support our students and make sure that they get to pursue the things they want to do. And we can make that possible for them through discussion and communication and bespoke pathways. That's very important.
Yeah, and doesn't happen in every school, does it? Because some may not be able to work with, you have small classes. It's something that Millfield has always had and we're proud to have. And, you know, we do want to guide young people through a journey. And Ella, who we mentioned earlier, yeah. She came as a swimmer and she's ended off with a singing career. So there you go. You never know what you might end up with when you come to Millfield. A lot of our young people who are very focused on music may want to apply perhaps sometimes for a scholarship and an award. And if you don't get a scholarship, you still have absolutely access to everything that's here. But are there any particular sort of attributes or criteria you're looking for someone who's very focused on their music? Any tips you'd give them in terms of what it is that you're looking for from them?
Yeah, so our scholars are recognised for their potential and I think that applies to anybody. So I think the number one priority is that someone that wants to invest in their music here is committed to individual practice. There are no shortcuts. It can be a great experience and it can be hard work. It's like working out. It's like gym training. But we're looking for people who are committed to their personal development and they can come here with a scholarship or not for that. But once they're here, we will provide. We have long days at Millfield, you know, it's no secret. We're a boarding school. We open early, we close late. But with that becomes the access to these amazing 23 practice rooms that we have, that the students, if they're on their bespoke individual pathways, we can sit down and find places for them to practice. I mean, the other thing I want them to do is to recognize that having an open mind is really important, to try something new, to take risks, to not be scared of making musical mistakes, to put themselves forwards in our programs, in our concert platform. And it's absolutely, I've got years of evidence of this. The students will progress if they just take that next leap. I've got stories after stories of students who have had good performances on the platform and ones that they have come out and said, I never want to play again, but they've just got back on with it and they've learned so much. And I think it's that ability to feel looked after and cared for and accepted with faults and with excellence that really, really matters. So I nail it down to having an open mind, not being scared to take risks, but absolutely committed to that routine of practice. And with that, you'll find like-minded students, people that you can, that will become your friends and your soulmates in the department, because these qualities coexist with each other.
And it's really interesting you say that, because one of the things I notice when I walk around the music school is how many students who are there who are just passing through at a break time, at a lunchtime. You know, they may have gone to a practice or become back from one, or maybe they're just hanging out with some friends. Do you find it's quite a space you provide in the middle of the day sometimes, you know, for your musicians?
Yeah, all day. I mean, this is the happiest department I've ever worked in. The students here feel accepted for who they are. We have a lot of different students here. And I go back to Free to Discover Me. We want everyone to become the person they want to be musically or otherwise. And so our students find that the music school is a family. We're full of friendship. Our staff are very open, and those one-to-one relationships that they develop in their instrumental or singing lessons are part of that. But we're very accepting, you know, nothing is, that there are no boundaries. There's no right and wrong in terms of music making. You know, of course we want behavior and kindness is really important, but our students are naturally very loving to each other, and that makes us a very happy place.
If you're going to sum up Milfield Music, and you've done this already really, Kirsty, so it's almost repetitive, but if you're going to sum up Milfield in its music in sort of 3 points or three, you know, values, and you've expressed them already, but your final three things you'd want to say about Milfield Music?
Yeah, friendship, first and foremost. Friendship, just at a human level, but through music. If I could just say, last night we went to Poole to go and hear the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, and they had several works, including a world premiere of a piece of music written by a Ukrainian. And they had guest Ukrainian violinists in the orchestra. And we took a group of students and had Ukrainians in our group that went down to watch the music. And so that element of friendship. Secondly, fulfillment. Absolutely. You know, music is about feeling fulfilled for the person you want to be. And ambition is the third thing. We want students to feel stretched and challenged and to grow. And that comes through ambition and ambitious experience.
Fantastic. Kirsty, if anyone listening would like to know more about Milfield Music, where could they find that out from?
Well, of course, you can come to one of our concerts. And the great thing about being at Milfield is you can come to the concerts in person, or you can watch most of them live streamed. But if you're not free at the time, you can go on our amazing YouTube channel, and most of our concerts are on there. They're stunning, they're wonderful. So I would say come and hear us.
Fantastic. Kirsty, thank you so much for sparing the time to talk to you this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.